Let's talk about the big news in business today. The country's largest mobile phone operator is merging with the former king of dial-up internet. Verizon is buying AOL in an all-cash $4.4 billion deal in an effort to expand Verizon's mobile video and ad offerings, two areas of strength for AOL in recent years. Verizon CEO Lowell McAdams said in a statement that, quote, AOL has once again become a digital trailblazer, and we are excited at the prospect of charting a new course together. But just where will they go? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal has more and joins us now. Hi there, Jason.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, Jason, we should say that regulators still have to approve this merger, but there have been rumors about this deal for some time now. What's behind this? What's in it for Verizon?
Well, you know, you're right about the regulators, and it's probably this summer that they'll move along with that, and we'll know if this deal goes forward. But as far as why did Verizon pursue AOL? Well, it really comes down to technology that AOL's developed as far as online video advertising. They've had a breakthrough, and you know, their CEO is a former Google executive, Tim Armstrong. He was the CEO of AOL, and they've developed these advanced technologies for selling ads and delivering high-quality web video and offering digital video over wireless connections. That represents a growth avenue in coming years for Verizon.
Right. So this is in that sense, it's a major move for Verizon because, as people have been saying over the course of the day, the future is mobile, and the future is mobile advertising, mobile content, which Verizon wants to make a play for.
Well, that's exactly right. And they've already said that they're going to be introducing a new video service in coming months. Now, there aren't that many details on it, but Verizon analysts have said that they're planning to offer shorter snippets, you know, rather than 30 to 60 minute shows like you see on traditional television, offering other types of programming that you'll get on your phone. And that will also include live content like sports and concerts, all of this delivered on demand, and all of it using a lot of bandwidth. And that's why they're also expanding their cellular networks.
Yeah. You know, this is really interesting because I think for a lot of people, when they hear the word AOL or the letters AOL, they, of course, think of that disastrous merger back in 2000 between AOL and Time Warner, that $183 billion merger. They also think of the old age of dial-up internet and, you know, maybe didn't really have an idea that AOL was such a powerhouse when it comes to mobile advertising. What has happened to the company in the past 15 years?
A powerhouse indeed. You know, at the high watermark, they had 20 million dial-up subscribers. And as you mentioned, you know, that deal where they actually bought Time Warner for $183 billion, it was a complete disaster. And Time Warner ended up spinning off AOL in 2009. But in the time since, they've been growing revenue. They purchased the Huffington Post, and AOL unto itself still does quite well. It's actually has the third highest traffic after Google and Facebook on the internet. AOL itself does. Last year, they made over $2.5 billion, the $126 million in profit. Not too shabby. But again, most of their revenue these days is coming from this advertising business, offering new ways for advertisers to reach out and target the people that they want to reach. And that may actually work well for Verizon, may have been another key reason why Verizon decided to offer the money that they did for this deal. It's because Verizon, you know, they've got all these subscribers. They know all the details about the subscribers. And, you know, privacy issues aside, that data is very powerful when you couple that with an advertising engine. Because advertisers want to know, okay, am I reaching a person who actually might buy my car or might purchase, you know, be interested in the product that I have to offer?
Yeah, it's interesting. And also, even though $4 billion sounds like a lot in this day and age, it's not a huge price tag for a major merger or acquisition. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Meghna.